class is no Chumash and Rashi. You all know it from me from the past, also in veterans. Chumash and Rashi is very important. And Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kiseitze, where we find the idea of Ben Soro Mora. Yomu Zakeh, Yomu Zayev, the whole Sugas HaGemara over here. And the same expression is used when it comes to Baba Machteres, which is a little strange. What is Baba Machteres? Rashi explains. Shamra Torah Yehorek. What did the Torah say? Let's look in Torah. Do you how many have Oz V'Hodah Gemaras? You have Oz V'Hodah? Yeah, it's the best one to have. It's Torah Or HaShalem. What is that? Oz Aleph. Ima Machteres Yimotzi Aganav Hukov Ameis Ein Lo Domin. Im Zorach HaShem Hash Olav Domin Lo. Shalem Yishalem Im Ein Lo Vim Chabin Levasa. Fine. What do you mean Ein Lo Domin? Ein Lo Domin means a person who kills him is not going to be killed himself. Normally a person kills is guilty of a capital offense. You have to kill the murderer. Not if the person is someone who's ailing dumb. He has no blood. He's no blood. What means no blood? The doctor says he has blood. He has no blood in the sense that if someone who kills him is not killed. So he has no blood. Now why is it so? Says Rashi. He didn't know Hashem Sofo. Tolo Kotel. He didn't kill anybody yet. Umatu Miktil, we kill him. He is killed. Why? Should the Sofo Larog Baal HaBayis. He is going to kill the homeowner. He's digging under the basement to steal. At the end of the day, he's going to kill the homeowner. When? Kishiyamo kenegdo, when the homeowner will stand opposite him, against him, lahatzil mamono, to save his money. It's a riot. This guy's going to steal some money, and we consider him to be a rodent, a pursuer, who's intent on killing someone. Someone intent on killing someone, you have to kill him before he kills the innocent victim. This guy, he's going to try to steal, but we know what's going to happen. He's going to try to steal. What's going to happen then? The owner of the house is going to say, hey, you can't steal my money. So what's going to happen then? The thief will shoot, to use our modern terms, will shoot the homeowner dead. So before the thief shoots the homeowner dead, it's a better idea. The homeowner should shoot the thief then. Hey, sounds better, right? Doesn't it sound better that way? Okay. You may have heard an expression to that effect, which is the next Gemara. Amar Rava, my time of the Machteres. What's the reason for Machteres? What's the reason? Chazoka ein oda ma'amid atzma mamono. What does that mean? The average person can't stand idly by when someone's taking his money. And that could be very, very bad. It's a terrible case. I'm just giving one case here. We were living in Washington Heights. Some years back, it was a case of a fellow who, they wanted to steal his car or something like that. And he put up a, you can't take my car. And they killed him. This person killed. You know? It's dangerous. You know? So why did he do it? He got another car. It's almost an instinct, a reflex. Someone's taking your money. Stop thief. It's built into a person's personality. Guy's coming to my house. He wants to steal from me. I'm going to say, no, you can't steal. You can't take my money. Follow me? It's a chazak. What does chazak mean? Chazak means it's an assumption that the average person is going to respond and react that way. And we assume it's going to react that way. We have to therefore take precautions. And not only that, you think only the chazal lose psychology. Even the thief knows the psychology. The thief knows that if he bumps into this fellow, he's trying to get there incognito. He hopes to get in and out with his $1 million heist and no one should even see him. That's what he hopes. But in the back of his mind, he knows if he bumps into the balabas, the balabas is going to shoot him. So I'm going to shoot him first. So therefore the balabas can shoot him first. Right? Well, it's his fault. Not the balabas's fault. He's an innocent homeowner. The other guy's coming in. It's true he only wants to take money. But in his mind, he knows that if the owner is going to see him, he's going to put up a fight, and therefore the thief may get shot, so the thief will want to shoot the owner first, so the owner is going to shoot the thief first. That's what's going on over here. Again, Chazoka. In other Mamad Atzal Mamona. Vahai, Meimar Omar, he says to himself, Iazilna. If I go, koi la poi, vlo shavikli, he won't let me steal. Vi koi la poi katilnale. This is all going into the mind of the thief. If he stands in my way, I'm going to kill him. Torah Amra, the famous expression you may have heard it before, Imbo lahargo, hashkem lahargo. He's coming to kill you. You quickly kill him first for the chance to kill you. With me so far? Now, this guy's not coming to kill him. He's coming to steal money. But part of the plan is, quote, plan B. Plan A is he's going to now take the money and never meet the guy. Plan B, you happen to walk into him. You bump into him as you're trying to steal. What's plan B? He's going to put up a fight. I'll kill him. So, therefore, the Torah gives license to the homeowner, or anybody else for that matter, to kill the thief before the thief kills the homeowner. Any questions? The simple pshat in the Gemara. How about Rashi? My time the machteris. She'arma Torah ain't lo damim. Kolomah rehu l'cha k'mish ain't lo dam. He has no blood. U'neshama. He has no soul. U'mut l'horgo. As if he's dead. Chazoko ain't odam ma'abed atzma mamono. She'roa she'ach ain't not lo v'sho seg. You can't watch someone take your money and be quiet. This doesn't work. It's not built in your psychology. Hilgach. Yodea ha'ganav hazeh. Shabala Abayis Omid Al Mamono Lahatzilo. The Ganav knows that the homeowner is going to try to protect his money. Umeima Ramar Ganav. He says to himself, the Ganav. If I go there, it's going to get in my way. If he gets in my way, Katilnale, I'll kill him. Amar Lachatora, Ein Lo Domim, Umulam Doscha, Me'achashu Bo Lahorgacha. Before he kills you, you should kill him. And therefore, the Balabas can kill the Machteris, who's considered to be a Lachli, a Rodev. Rodev is an R word, right? The Rodev, someone is killing you. We know him as a Rodev. The word Rodev is not found directly over here. Have you seen the word Rodev yet? Have you seen it yet? Yes or no? Not here. Not here. But we all know the musuk, the concept of a rodev. As a matter of fact, I know I asked you to see the blot Gemara. That was the assignment today. I don't know if you got the whole blot. This is the assignment for the next month, probably, until you finish this blot. This is an exaggeration, but not that much. It's going to take us a week or two to get through this one daf sign with the mission over here from the Machteres. And the sugya ends on the Ayin Gimel and Aleph, Kamash Malon. Two-thirds down the page. That's what the sugya ends up. That's sort of a bit of a new sugya. And this sugya divides into different parts. And we're going to try to do them, one at a time. But you should be familiar with at least the Gemara Rashi from here till there. Now, the word Rodev, you find quite a number of places within this Blat Gemara. Okay? For example, you'll see enough Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Take a look. Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is over here. We'll start from here. The second wide line. Pick up from here. Tana Rabbon. Vuhuka. What's Vuhuka? So once again, you look at the Torah HaShalem. Vuhuka Vameis. What does that mean? Bechol Adam. In other words, not for the word v'hukah, you might think only the homeowner can kill him. No, anybody can kill him. Rabbi said, if you should happen to be walking in the street and you see Reuven has a gun shooting at Shimon, if you happen to have a gun, you should shoot Reuven, because Reuven is a rodev. The Baba Machteres gives him the status of a rodev. Okay? So not only can the homeowner kill him, any passerby who has a gun can kill him. That's what it says, right? You with me? That's what it says explicitly. Okay, fine. B'chol miso shatei yochol miso. No matter how can do bishlam v'huka v'chol adam itzrich. Why? Salka daita chamina. Look at this happening. Bala b'yisu dekimlu de'eno demam and asal mamono. Therefore, the bala boss can kill him. Aval acher lo. Another person, an outsider, a bystander, may not kill him. Kamash malon. The gears on the side. Kevin de rodefu. Aha. Rodefu. You got the word rodefu for the first time. Rodefu. Bafilu acher nami. Anybody can kill him. Why? Here's the status of a rodefu. a rodef, Rabosai. Here's the word rodef. Very important word, rodef. Let's read the Rashi's. Huka b'chol adam. It's about halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi. V'afilu eino bal v'momen mutal horga midloksiv v'hi kohu. Bal habayis hu demutal horga. M'shum de lahai ganav kim le b'gavei de bal habayis eino mamen atzom v'momen. In other words, the owner of the house is killing the rodef in self-defense. Otherwise, the rodef is going to kill it. The bomach is going to kill him. Avol shar kol adam lo sherei ganav zeh lo boa el aliske nefashis shel zeh. He's only trying to kill him. Now he should stay out. Kamash balon kev aliske nefashis yisrael. Also rode fu benito natsilu le balabais benafsho shoze by anybody, not only the homeowner, anybody can kill him. So here we have the word rode for the first time, and now we'll be discussing the word rode. It's going to be a refrain, rode, get the word into your head. It's going to be the most common word in this entire sugya, rode going forward. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Why, on the first dot, first part of the Gemara, when it said my time, why didn't you say Rodev? Why did it say Inadam Amin Alato?
Very good question. Just say it's a Rodev. You're right. In effect, this is what makes him into a Rodev. But the reason why it's a Rodev is not so obvious. What does a Rodev mean? He's running after you to shoot you. That's not what's happening over here. He's trying to steal. He's just trying to steal. Except because the scenario that's described in the Gemara, there's going to be a conflict. And if that happens, he's going to end up killing the homeowners. So that's why he's labeled as a rodef. But he's not an absolute rodef. What it means, I'm going after the guy with a gun to shoot him. He's trying to steal. He has in his pocket a gun in case things go sour to the homeowner. So that's why I want to use the word rodef right up front. And you say it's a chazaka, which creates a scenario, which then puts him into the category of rodef. You saw before the word rodef found on that Ayin Beis Amud Beis. You know, it's not that word itself is not found on Amud Aleph, but the concept, you're right, the concept is sort of clear from there, but the actual words are found on Amud Beis, the word wrote there. Okay, good. So far, so good? Any other questions? So far, so good? I have a slight problem. Well, let's discuss this problem today. Let me ask you, Shiloh, okay? We have Ben Sora, Mora is the only other place we find the expression, Nidan al Shem Sofa. What does it mean, Hashem Sofa? We know what does Hashem Sofa mean? What does it all mean? So right, the Mishnah says in Amud Beis, Yom Zakav, Yom Zchayev. What's the fear? The fear is Rabbo say on daf Ayin Beis on top. What's it meant to mean? Had some meat, some wine. Gonna kill him? No. Sof, the fourth line on top. Sof megama nichse aviv, he's gonna finish, go through all the possessions of his father. Umevakesh limudo and a motze, can't find enough money to first meet in his wine. Viyosh the prashat drug goes to the crossroads. Umelaste mesabrius comes a bandit. He'll rob people, he'll kill people, do terrible things. Torah knows it's gonna happen because he's in the habit of meat and wine, and he has no money to support this habit. So Khalil becomes a criminal. Etc. So there, Hashem Sofo is what's called very long range. A Ben Sora Mora, some of you may have seen the first part of the parak, you have a very small window to qualify. I think it has to be over by mitzvah for 3 months. That's the whole story. A small window. And when do you expect this guy to grow up to be big and strong enough to kill people on the crossroads? Not when he's 13. When he's 20, I don't know, when he's 18, I don't know, when they have these, the guys that have fully grown and full strength, start killing people or robbing people. It's not going to happen at age 13. It doesn't happen too frequently. Even in today's crazy world, you don't find that many 13-year-old bandits. So it's going to take a while. Oh, Al Shem Sofo. Oh, down the road. But over here, Rabosai, when it comes to our Mishnah, Hababa Machteres Nidal Hashem Sofo, get the impression, what's Sofo? In 3 minutes from now, the guy now is sneaking into your basement. How long does it take to get to? If it's going to be a confrontation, it'll be in 3 minutes. So why is the same expression Hashem Sofo for 3 minutes later as opposed to 3 years later? It doesn't seem to be comparable. That's my question. Everyone understand my question? Hashem Sofa, in our minds, the expressions, you know, very long term. Down the road, it's going to happen, this terrible thing. That's nipping in the bud. But over here, he ready to get to you, trying to rob you from the basement. How big is the house already? So if you're going to bump into it, it'll be very quick. Boom, boom. Why is that called Hashem Sofa? That's the question which bothered me. Everyone understand the question? You can say, okay, it's here. You don't need to make such a big pilpul out of nothing. Hashem Sofa can mean in 3 minutes, could be in 3 years. It's all Hashem Sofa. Doesn't sound so great to me. What do you say about Sai? How does it sound to you? Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara mention that like there's a difference of like if you hold by Tzidah Hashem Sofa for Shiva, that can be as long as until it rings. So it can technically be a long period of time. As opposed to just not talking about analogy. I mean,
not only
seem like a tiny window,
but you're already a big time with Chacham. You know, my whole Sugas and Gemara with Sheba. You're light years ahead of me. I didn't even start the second half of the Mishnah yet. I only read the first half of the Mishnah. You're discussing a question of coming in with Rabbi Menei. That we'll get to. Don't worry, we'll spend plenty of time on it. I'm not up to that yet. I just want to know very basics. Why Hashem Sofa is happening right away. Right away. Steals my shio as always. Let's go slow. So I asked you to see, I don't know if you saw the Rambam. Since we have a ability to show the Rambam something on the screen, we'll see a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva talks about this. Both sides keep looking. Rambam Peretes, Lilus Geneva, Halacha Zion. Halacha Machteres, Ein Lo Domim, Elim Harogo Balabayas, Oshar Hodom, Piturim. Okay? Ein Lo Domim means if you're killing your partner. Look at the next word. Urishus Yesh Tachol Lakol Lahorgo, Ein Bechol Ben Meshavis, Bechol Mis Chachom Lamis, Oshinemar, Ein Lo Domim. What's the most noteworthy word in the Rambam? I gave it a little emphasis before. Rishus. What does Rishus mean? What does the word Rishus mean? What do the words mean?
Allowed.
Allowed? You're allowed? It should be a mitzvah. It's a rodef. The Rambam himself says when it comes to a rodef, not just a rishus to kill a rodev. It's a mitzvah to kill a rodev. Where's that Rambam? Hilchos Ritzeach. Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach, Rabosai. It's a mitzvah to kill a rodev. Ha rodev acha chavero lehorgo. I feel like a rodev cotton. Next commandment base. I recall Yisrael mitzuvin lahatzil nanirdof mer arodev. I feel it with options arodev. You're mitzuveh, not just a rishus. It's a mere mitzuveh. You're mitzuveh. Wow. You're mitzuveh. And what's the source for this? Shenemar, v'katzoso es kapo lo socho seinecho. The passage which the Rambam quotes teaches you that if someone is trying to kill somebody else, cut off the hand, save the individual, and then he goes on. If you can't pinpoint your attack and cut off the hand, either you kill him or nothing, or the other guy's going to be killed. Matzilin also afen nafsho shenemar lo socho seinecho. There's a mitzvah say, mitzvah lo sasei rather. Shlolochos al nefesh arodev. So it's a mamish. You're not permitted to have rachmanis on the rodev. Gotta kill him. It's a mitzvah. Clear. It's a mitzvah. I say. Los I say. So why over here is the Rambam right? It's a rishus. That's the obvious question. Why here it's a rishus? Doesn't say the mitzvah. Here it's a rishus. Write the word rishus. And here's a mitzvah. That's the kash. That's a tremendous kash. It's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous. Tremendous. I'll ask you another question. The Gemara is over here, Abos, and Ayin Beis and Beis. At the sixth line, give a look. Tana Rabbanan. Damim Lo. Imzorch Hashemesh Olav. Damim Lo. This top line in Torah Rasholim. We saw it before the Pasuk. Says the Gemara. What does that mean? Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Ein lo damin, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Bishlam ein lo damin, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Itzrich. Why? Salka data chamina, midi da hava haruge bezin, de b'shabbos lo katlina, kamash malon, de katlina. Kill me even on Shabbos. I ask you a question. You see somebody with a gun running after Reuven, running after Shimon. You're lady. So you're supposed to shoot Reuven before he kills Shimon innocently. Makes a difference, Shabbos? What's the most famous rule of Shabbos? What's Tocha Shabbos? What? Bikuach Nevesh! Reuven's running after Shimon. You can kill. So if it be Tuesday, which today happens to be Tuesday, if you can kill him, if it's Tuesday, you kill him. Shabbos should make a difference. Bikuach Nevesh! So why do you need a special person to teach you over here that you're killing him? On Shabbos, it should be obvious. It should be obvious. Bikuach nefesh. Oh. So here's the answer. I heard this answer from Rabbi Rabban Soloveitchik, Zatzal, and I believe it's Achronim who preceded him said a similar answer. The fundamental difference between classical Rodef and Baba Machteres. Is there an option? I'll give you a piece of good advice. If Chalila v'Chalila in your life, you ever hear there's a thief intruding in your house, you know what you should do? Hide under the bed. Hide in the bathroom or the closet. Whatever he steals, your life is worth more than that. People don't want to follow the advice. In the heat of the moment, you got to go confront the Ganif. Khalil gets shot. But in any event, whatever, there's an option. The Ganif is coming. Hide in the bathroom in the closet somewhere. He'll steal you. He'll leave. And come out. Then you can call police. And call police for now, for your cell phone. And when you're hiding in the bathroom. Don't confront him. When you confront him, very nice. Maybe you'll be able to overpower him. Maybe you can kill him. He can kill you. Think about that for a minute. That's why my Rebbe explained Ramachas to Rishus. It's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is when there's no alternative. Rabosai, the case he's describing in Hilchos Rotzeach. Reuven's running after Shimon. And Levi comes upon the scene. There's no choices over here. Either you do nothing to Shimon and get killed, it's an innocent victim, or you shoot Levi, Levi shoots Reuven, who's a guilty perpetrator. Mitzvah to kill him. But over here is an alternative, our boss. What's the alternative? One more time, the alternative is let him steal. Let him steal. He steals. So big deal. You have insurance probably anyway these days. Let him steal. Let him steal. So all right, you have to kill him, just let him steal. The Chiddush of the Torah is no, we cannot expect every single Jew to stand idly by and let him steal. It's built into the Teva to stand up, to protect your money. You're halachically, you're allowed to stand up and protect your money, even though it creates a situation which could potentially be fatal for somebody. So what? You don't have a right to stand up for your money. Either you can be killed or he can be killed. I have a right to protect my money. I'm a chil to be a mevater. Give my money away to some thief. Not required. Again, it's a chazakah. The average person doesn't even have it in him to let the money be stolen. People are, protective of their money. So I say Rishus. There's an option. There's an option. There's an option. Now comes Shabbos. Even though on Tuesday I have license to kill him, the Torah does not expect me to roll over and play dead at the heart of the bed. Let him steal the money. It's arguable, at least, Rabbi Osai. That's true 6 days a week. But Shabbos? Aside from the fact that I'm killing him, it's a chil Shabbos by killing him. How can that be allowed? Can that be allowed? Tell me, we got Minchas Chinuch here on the screen.
Yeah.
Under what? Sefer Mitzvahs. Minchas Chinuch. I'm telling you in advance, Minchas Chinuch will be a big player when it comes to these sugyas. Those who know these kinds of sugyas, this will call Minchas Chinuch country. All right, this is his specialty. So we're going to take a look over here in Parshas Kiseitse, the most mitzvahs it has over here. 70 mitzvahs plus, can you imagine that? Out of 613, one parsha. 170 mitzvahs here it says in Parshas Kiseitse. Towards the end. Watch this. V'horgenes harodev afila b'shabbos. Look in Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. We just saw it. Mavul hedik abim machteres. Rambam quotes it. V'sham eino muchak rafter rishusu. Av chlefim adam askinon b'mitzvi ayin daf ayin gimel. Im kein uadin b'shabbos mitzvu tu pikuach nefesh v'zeh poshut. Should be obvious. It's pashut. Is it so pashut? Really so pashut? I'm Mishnah Melech. Because of Gamken Kemoshka Sound, because of the Dava Pashut. Achlo Havia Gemara Shiskarnu. Shemafur Shadi Bashas, the Shabbos Nitchev Yafina Mikra. Here's a tiny against the Mishnah Lamech. Mishnah Lamech says it's Pashut. Not so Pashut. And according to Pasuk. Of course, the question is why is it not Pashut? It's Pikuach Nefesh. It's Dochah Shabbos. So Talmidim asked. What's the answer of both sides? There's an option. Roll over and play dead. An option. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. Now, we're going to see something very interesting. We'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch first. Fascinating. Hilchos Shabbos, of all things, Hilchos Shabbos impacts on our sugya. We'll see momentarily. Question? Let's take a look. Here we go. Shin Chav Tes. Watch. Yesh mi she'omer shebizman hazeh. We should start the previous if. Achlam shit tzor al yayoros Yisrael. Goyesha, people came and they started laying siege to cities in Israel. Imbo al iska imamin ein mechal ne'es ha'shabbos. It's going to fush us. Then you go and fight with them with armaments, even on Shabbos. look at us now. Yesh misha omer shebizman hazeh afilu bar l'skei mamon mechalalim. Said before that. Ein mechal, it's a Gemara and Aaron. What changed? Shemloi anichenu Yisrael lishlos v'lovos mamono yahargenu. Now the Yiske nefashis. What happened over here? There is some goyim coming into a robbery. So, if they're coming to try to kill us, we have to fight them back. With guns, with everything. So only coming for robbery. But let them be. Let them rob. It's Shabbos. We'll worry about it after Shabbos. And some say, no. Nowadays, no. No. You have to intervene even in that kind of a case. Call opinion. Answer. Let's figure this out very slowly. Slowly. Slowly does it. I'm sorry?
What simon was that?
Simon Shin Chav Tes. What's the fear over here we saw in Shulchan Aruch? We'll look at Milgan Avraham. We'll explain it to us. Milgan Avraham is the parish on Aruch Chaim. Watch this. Shiloh Yanichenu. Tzarech Iyun! Yanichenu Ligach HaMom V'Lechal Shabbos! Let the God of steal the money from Lechal Shabbos. It's Tuesday, it's one thing, it's Shabbos. V'yev Shekevan De'eno D'mam and Atzmal Mamono. As we saw, the average person can't stand idly by when his money is being stolen. Chayshinon Shem Yamod. Either Echod or maybe Acher. Negdom V'yehoreg Ulekach Mechalin Avo Ba'odam Yochid Yaniach Likach Mamono V'leichal Shabbos, etc. Whoa, Achidish Naira, Naira, Naira. There's only one, there's some deserted island somewhere. And there's one person there. Only one person. The Yochid. If he comes during the week, you can kill him. Comes on Shabbos, let him steal. The Lord said, shh, don't keep it a secret. Every guy's going to come on Shabbos. Some do anyway. People are in shul, they know the schedules. They already know when the Kiddush, they kind of, they're well trained. You know. But you get the schedule down pat. But seriously, you get an impression from this Milgan Avraham that if it's only up to me, my name is Reuven, and the God of is coming to steal from me, Reuven. I'm the only person in town. Only one. Let him steal. Let him steal. And what happens to other people around? Ah! The Pashpa is a gift should be here. Acher, not Acher. Acher. What does it mean? This is very careful. Mitzi D, if I'm the only one around, according to this Mogan Avraham on Shabbos, I should just hide under the bed. My fear is, very nice, I'll hide under the bed. He'll take the jewelry, whatever, he'll start running down the block to the next guy. Next guy's not going under the bed. Next guy is going to do what? Put up a fight. And the next guy's going to be killed. That's the fear of most. What's going on? Reuven is now a victim of crime. So Reuven himself, if Reuven lives on a desert island, on Shabbos, the guy comes in the desert island, just let him steal. Go into his ferry boat with my jewelry. Go on his way. The problem is, Reuven lives in close proximity to Shem and Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael, Zvulun, Joseph, and Yamin. With 11 neighbors. One of those 11 is not going to be so magnanimous. It's not going to just roll over and play dead and hard under the bed. They'll put up a fight. And Chas V'Shalom, one of those guys from Shem until Binyamin, is going to be killed. So I have to kill the God of now on Shabbos. Why? Because if I won't kill the God of now, I'll roll over and play dead. were afraid that this God is going to kill someone from Shimon down to Binyamin, is going to put up a fight and resistance. That's what you said. It's not the Geneva that's happening right now. It's a potential Geneva in the future, Rabbi Osai. In the future. In the future. Well, hold on a second. With this, Rabbi Osai, in answer to the kasha, the Mogen Avraham says, Tzorech Iyun, let him take the money. The Gzeres HaKosev says no. It's not a davar pashut, as we saw in Minchas Chinuch. It's not pashut. What did Mara say over here? Ein lo damin bein b'chol bein b'shabes. You might have thought on Shabbos, let him take the money. Let him take the money. The answer is you don't have to. Gzeres HaKosev. What's the reason behind the Gzeres HaKosev? Exactly as the Mogen Avraham said. What the Mogen Avraham said in here in Osei is that's exactly the reason for the Gzeres HaKosev. Why? Kevin Sheno de Mamras Mamonu Chashinon Shemayamon Ne Acher. Either Echad means some guy, or maybe it should be Acher, some other guy. Negdom Vyehoreg. And therefore you kill the Ganef right now, Rabosai. Right now. Right now. Oh. If that's the case, we go back to our original question. What was the question? Why did they have Shem Sofa? Come on, it's 3 minutes later. No! It could be 3 years later over here, the same as by Ben Sora Mora. Ben Sora Mora is at 13, you're killing me, shouldn't become a robber at 16. That's when robbers go into business as a rule. Yeah. Soto over here, is she's stealing from Reuven. You kill him now, not because in 3 minutes now there'll be a confrontation between Reuven and Shimon. No. No. That could be just roll over and play dead. What's going to help? I'll roll over and I'll let him steal, but the next guy's going to be an innocent victim. So I can kill him already right now. Why? I'll shame myself for the next Geneva. It's a beautiful shot. Yes, John. Desert Island. The guy in the desert island. Good question. Is this? That's a good question. It's an excellent question. Why? True, I can let him take what he wants. But there's a whole world out there. There's a whole world out there. It happened again to kill someone down the road. Good question. Maybe those who don't agree with the Mogen Avraham are not Nekuda. Maybe. Yes.
But you would still only be allowed to kill the Boma Machteris when he's actually being Boma Machteris.
Oh, great right. Question. What happens after the robbery is already over? He already robbed. Can you kill him afterwards? A simple reason, absolutely not. Simply because it's no longer a Rodef. The theft is over already, too late. Yes?
But if he's going to the neighbors,
here we go again. He's going to a neighbor, so I was going to kill the neighbor. Should kill him now rather than kill the neighbor. It'll never be too late. Whoever's been known to be a burglar sneaking into people's houses, it's never too late to kill him because he's going to kill the next homeowner. Keep that in mind. Look carefully and see what exactly this means. What's he saying? See what, maybe it's on the Prima Garden. Maybe. No. Uh-huh. Good question. If this cheshbon is correct, it should always be considered to call the rodef for the next guy. Teres is maybe the next guy is a little remote. Every single 13-year-old who is taking meat and wine is going to become a bandit and kill people at the crossroads. Everyone. Every single ganef is going to be a ganef later on and kill other people who stand in his way. Anyway, I'm just trying to explain to you that this is the idea of Al Shem Sofer, not this particular Geneva, which is over 3 minutes, but rather what? A subsequent Geneva, again, based on the language of the Mogen Aron. The specifics of when we say it's it will happen, it won't happen, that's a good question we'll have to see as we go along. Herbal Sebel Mizova, Poshup Shat. It's not Poshup Shat, everyone else is against me. It's my Shat. Everyone else says Hashem Sofer 3 minutes later. Yeah.
Seemingly, there always has to be a causative connection between the first one and the second one. For instance, or more, if we know 3 years from now something will happen. Sooner or later, someone visits the town, we know he's visiting my house, so he can visit the next house.
As opposed to a Yochid. Yeah. He only robs on desert islands. How often is he in a desert island? He gets shipwrecked here. He's not going to go start killing people in town. That could be.
Then you can say he only robs people.
All right. Okay. So we have to go. We have to go with the Mahalakha, which makes sense. Very good, Rabosai. We just began the beginning of the sugya with this question, with this answer. Okay, Rabosai. Let's go a little bit further. We've established that killing Roel Davis, Rabbi calls it a reshus. A reshus, it's optional. Because you have the option of rolling over. Why is it a reshus? Maybe he's going to kill somebody else. He said, I'll roll over, the next guy. That's already a little bit remote. It's not, it's a possibility of it happening. Right? So that maybe allow me to do it. As a matter of fact, when the word Baba Machteres is found in Rambam, Baba Machteres, we saw before, Perek Tes, pay careful attention. Every letter in Rambam counts. Watch this. Hold on a second. Look at this word. What is that letter? What's the letter? See the letter I'm focused on? What letter is that?
Keh.
What does keh mean?
Like.
Some guys are talking about like, every word was like. Like today is Tuesday, like it's snow outside, like, you know. But the Rambam's news, the Rambam's was much better than that. If you use the word like, keh, kamo, it's meduyuk. Every letter is meduyuk. Why did the Rambam write his Kirodev? He's not a real Rodev. Remember those guys with a gun running after something? That's a Rodev. This guy is Kirodev. That's what's Rishus. It'd be a real Rodev, it'd be a mitzvah to kill him. He's Kirodev. He doesn't want to kill anybody. He just wants to steal money. So far, so good. Okay. That's my first chiddush for this sugi. Okay, now what I'd like to do is to learn some pashas of Gemara, and just wanted everyone to be familiar with the sugi in its entirety, just the words, just without going into the lumdus right now. We're going to try to dissect the sugi in little small pieces, one at a time. Let's read the Gemara further. Omar Rav, Haboba Machteres Venotal Kenan Vyota Potter, my timer Bidomin Kananu, Rashi. Aboma Machteres Chotar es Abayis Mamish. What's this? Chassidish Babish? Mamish. What Mamish? It's a yeshivish sprach. Mamish. Why do we do Mamish over here? Good question. Pause to talk about. Potter Milach Zirem Afalpi Shein Kayomen. According to the amazing opinion of Rav, you steal vessels, you need not return them. Why? B'davim kananu, b'dmei nafsho kinon, hol v'schayev misa b'liki chosam. You chayev misa at the moment that you took the kalim. What principle do we apply? Kamle b'drabba b'nei. Famous principle. Kamle b'drabba b'nei. I think Mark talks about it a little later on. That he's chayev misa. You can't be chayev misa at the moment at the same time. Before going any further, let's go back to the second half of the Mishnah, which we never even read. Hoyo baba machteres v'shibres achavis v'yesh lo damim chayev v'mei lo damim potter. Rashi. Yesh lo damim chayev, Rashi, the top narrow line. Im eino roi lehorek on avala ben the tanya lekamon den ha-ben rasho lehorekes aviv ha-bol aviv machteres v'shim di rach mea avala ben. Everyone knows this chumash in Rashi. Details to follow. Below is going to force us. He would never kill his own son. Rabbi Koy Bereli, I pay the hats to the mono. Ain't but that shall love the Lord. He's not going to kill his own son. No one can do that. Chayav the shalim achaves chesham mazik. It's a mazik. Got to pay. Ain lo damim. Go and shar kol adam shenitin rishus the bala bais lahargo potem el shalim the chiyav misa the chiyav tashlim in bon kiyecha. Period. It's called kam lebed rabbeinu. Frek Rashi, but he wasn't killed. We understand. I'm about to say, who in this room ever heard the expression before? Kam lebed rabbeinu. Raise your hand. A famous expression, right? If a guy is chayav misa, he doesn't have to pay money. But this guy wasn't killed. He got away with it, if you will. Got away with murder, if you will. He wasn't killed. Says Rashi, doesn't matter. Afal pisha nitzel potter menat hashlum ki dekaymalot ksubas nevlamen hey. Chai vei misa shogigin, don't you know his shubahen? Ain't mishal min moman shima misa. Afal pisha in their ogin, a chidish nifla benoira. It's called chai vei misa shogigin, which means I didn't know, so therefore I cannot be killed in Bezdin. Had I known and been warned with witnesses, I'd be killed for this particular offense. For technical reasons, I'm not being killed. Afal pisha came by the principle of. Rashi says that's Pshat in the Rodef. If the Rodef wasn't killed, but it's no different than Chai Ben Misa showing him. He did an act which is theoretically punishable by death. Didn't happen. Put there anyway. So too, if a guy's Mechal Shabbos Meshogeg, he has to need to pay money? No. It's Chai Ben Misa Shogeg, put him in Minamon. Yeah. Question? Yes.
Why is he only Chayav Misa when he takes it? Why isn't he Chayav Misa when he starts tunneling?
You're right. Where do you see differently?
Rashi Adia when he says Bilakatna, when he takes it. And that's why it's buying Gercha.
You're right.
He shouldn't really be buying Gercha when he's... When
no,
he's,
no, no, no. He's a This guy's a Bar Misa for a period of time. In other words, he's considered killable. That's another way, just read in the word. He's called killable. From when to when is he called killable? From the moment he starts digging until he actually runs away, gets out of there, he gets out of range, presumably no longer killable. It's all one big redifa, if you will. Because any moment of that period of time, there could be a confrontation, they can end up shooting the balabas, the balabas shoot first. That's the Rashi on top. Oh! So Rav says, you're potter. Let's read the Rashi you just referred to before. Potter Rabosai, Milahaf Zireim, Afal Pishim Kaum. You don't have to give it back. You don't have to give it back. It's stolen goods. Bidom Kananu, Bidmei Nafsho Kinon, Hoav and Eschayev, Misa Bilkichosam. You're right, Bilkichosam is only part of it. But the time of the lekicha is part of the time, the red zone, when it's the opposite of red, the white zone, when he has no blood, when it's killable, just like that. So the lekicha is a part of that time zone when it's ain lo dam. That's the answer. This is what Rav says. Does it make sense? Rav is a chiddush naira, naira. And Rav disagrees. Oh my Rav, Mistabra, Mil say the Rav sheshiber the lesnu. If the guy broke it, he wanted to pay back the old money. So misa patas from the chiyav mamon. Avol notal, he took the object, and let's say he still has it. Lo, what do you mean? He's potter. Rabosai, kama b'derabin, you cannot punish him two punishments. Returning the object, is that a punishment? I'm giving back what's his. Can't call that a punishment. Rashi. Look at Rashi. Mistabra milso derab the potter mishashiber ben achshav ben liachas man the lesnu v'tashlum midi day lo metzina nechiyuv v'makom misa. Even this Rashi is a chiddush nifla menorah. We apply kam liberty rabbi maybe he breaks it later on. We'll see later on the zog. Avol not alo lo mistabra b'ha milso derab. Rav doesn't make too much sense. Why not? The potabo, the cave of the kayon min hain, kol hechadiyas nu de marayoninu, wherever it belongs to the original owner. Ve'ein ze chayim v'tashlumin, I don't owe money, I had to give him back his object. The pikadon bi'alma ninu gabei. On both sides. You can't impose two obligations upon a person at the same moment. The obligation of death, even Bishogeg we saw, and the obligation of money. It's not an obligation of money. It's your, it's the object belongs to you. It's an obligation. It's your object. It's not an obligation. The object is yours. You can't hold out the stolen object. So calmly, but Rav doesn't apply, suggests Rava. But the conclusion is, Elokim, be swift. Omarav, afilu notal. Even if he takes it and didn't break it, but yesh lo damim v'nen su chayov. What does that mean? Rashi. V'alokim shvua. Omar Rav the potter afilu isnu v'tama mehocha. What's the reason of Rav? Dohaim yesh lo damim. Kon aval abein the mode of who rav the low corner of a chayav lahachzer achrechein. Amrinon da filu nensu minei mishabo lirshu so chayav lahachzer the man. Almalo amrinon pikadon havag abei v'avdu lebailim el amrinon birshu soein v'avdu lo. Is it called a kinyan geneva or a chiyav geneva? Hachanami, the first word on a Rashi, inen ein lo damim, afal pi di isnu, the object is still around, aminon lav pi kodo ninu, elo birshuso uvachu yusu kaimi, v'chigavu luhu beidina minei, yesh kan tashlumim im chiyav misa, kilu govin mishar nechosim. So, what did he say? You would think that you don't have to pay money, but to return the object required. No, even that not. Let's read the Gemara again. Olkim Amar Rav Afilu Notal. Why? Toyesh Lo Damim V'Nensu. But there's no conflict. But Rav Yonei is Chayov. Ala Birshu Se Kaimi. Hachanami Birshu Se Kaimi. So it's should you just give me back what belongs to the victim? Rabbi Jackson says, no, not at all. Veloi, not true. Kiyu k'min or achman or b'shu say, then in onsim, what does onsim mean? If it gets lost to an accent, whatever, it breaks, I'm required to pay. That yes. Aval inyan mikner b'shu say demarayo kaimi, midi dehavi ha-shoel. I'm obligated to own, so like as a show is obligated to own, but the object still belongs to the original owner. Says Rashi, Velohi, listen carefully. Maskana de Milsa de Rava, two different gears, Rava, some say Rava, to be relevant as going forward. Velohi, lo mistabra tama de Rava, why? Afal gab de hecha de yeshlo donin. Chayovin. Lav kinyon hein lo lios kishan chosov. Doesn't actually belong to him, to the ganef. The chi upme rachmonor b'shusei v'chiei b'sagazlon in l'shalim hanimidi in shlumi to pay him cash. Tlomotzi l'meim alei nensu. The Ashkan Mishomin, the Chivan Akosel Lishava, I'm Lo Shalach Abim Lechas Re'eu, Ho Shalach, Afagav de Toin, Meiso Nishba, the Hainu Onus Chayov, the Nasel Le'er Gazel Mishlichos Yad. So the guy is a thief, has to pay cash. The object is lost. Avon Yin Mikna, Lo Koni, Kayom and Hain Etzlo, Vuhu Hoya Bole Akva, you want to keep it for yourself, you got it. I'll pay cash. Lo, Connie. Cash doesn't work. I have to give it back in its original form. The Ksim Vayikra Hei. The Hei Shiva Sagzelo. The Hai the Chinensu. Magzir Domim. The Lo Motzi Omolein Nensu. The Miftar. Should Lo Gora Gazlan Mishoil. Should the call Hano Shalom. Ukmini Rachmana Bishuse Lishlume Imnenas. If it gets broken by mistake, you must pay. Bechol Kama the Kaima Hadrabiena. Honami Kolano Shalom, Machai Lishlume Rabosai. Let's give it back. Machlokas Rav and Rova. Fundamental dispute. Who do you think is right? We're not supposed to say these questions. Who would you say is right? Rava, Rava. What's the logic? Who's logical? Rava. What? Rav says, I'm keeping stolen goods. I stole something. True, when I stole it at that moment, it was coming with Rava. So what? Give it back. It's not yours. It belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. Not an obligation. Kamlai means I can't be obligated. And the Chiyuv Misa, even Bishogeg Rashi said, and be obligated to pay back some money or some other financial obligation. It's not an obligation. This is not mine. It's returned to the original owner. That's not an obligation as such. So what's going on over here? Oh. So the lumpness behind this opinion of Rav is as follows. We don't pass like Rav, but question exactly why not? Because the lumdus may be correct, even the halach. We find you have a ganav, and he steals something. What happens, Rabosai, if the item that he stole broke a bit? It's broken. Not what he used to do. What's the din? Who knows what the din is? You're probably familiar with the pasuk. If I steal something, I must return the object to the victim from whom I stole it. What if it breaks? As I'll say, ke'ein shegoza. The chiyuv hashava is if you give the object back the same way as you stole it. Veheishim v'sagzela, asher gozal, as I'll say, ke'ein shegoza. All right. That's stage one. So that means, as a general principle, that something breaks, and this we'll call it on my watch while I'm holding on to it, I can't just say to the guy the three magic words, Hare shall call it fanecha. Guy stole it, take it back. You stole a complete item and you give me back a broken item. Ridiculous. Give me the money. Give me the money, the value of the object. We'll see later how it's valued precisely. And what about the broken object? Keep the broken object. I need the broken object. What does the broken object do to me? So one way of explaining this is as follows. Had the Gaon have acquired the broken item? Where's the Kenyan? Meshicha, Chalip, what Kenyan? Some of the Mefarshim explain as follows. The Chiddush of the Torah of the Heshem is like Zela Asher Gozal, Ke'en Sher Gozal, is that the only time it's a Chiyav HaShava is when it's Ke'en Sher Gozal. But it's an additional Chiddush. Namely, that the only reason that a Ganav does not absolutely acquire the stolen goods is because the Chiyav HaShava prevents him from doing so. I repeat. The Chiyav HaShava prevents the Ganav from establishing a Kinyan Gomor in the stolen goods. Because, you know, I'm tethered. I stole it, but I'm tethered. I have to give it back to the vintner from who I stole it. So if I have to give it back, I can't acquire it completely. What will be the case where there is no Chiyav HaShava? For whatever reason, there is no Chiyav HaShava. If there is no Chiyav HaShava, we could suggest that my partial ownership, the word we use for that is called a kinyan geneva. Every guy with a kinyan geneva. What did kinyan geneva achieve? Well, there'll be a shinoi, there'll be a change, it's not Kain Shagazel, it'll belong to him. So everyone has a kinyan geneva, that kinyan geneva would morph and expand into a full kinyan in the absence of a Chiyav HaShava. But it's always a Chiyav HaShava. Almost always a Chiyav HaShava. But if it's coming in with Rav Amine, the moment that I stole it, I'm Chayav Misa. So then what happens is, I have a stolen object with no Chiyav HaShava. Chiyav HaShava is already a Chiyav. And I can't have any Chiyav incur while I am Chayav Misa. So what happens is, there's a kind of a magic. The guy steals. The average guy who steals is a Chiyav HaShava, which precludes them from acquiring it completely. But this bum, who was a bum of Machteris and he stole, he was Chayav Misa at the moment that he stole it. He ended up with a Kinyan Geneva without a Chiyav HaShava. Kinyan Geneva without a Chiyav HaShava expands to achieve full Kinyan, and I'm not going to give it back. I don't have to give it back, even though it's right in front of me, the same object that I stole. The Torah says you don't have to give it back. Again, why not? Precisely because you had a Kinyan Geneva with no Chiyav HaShava, becomes a full kinyan. That's the lumdus of Rav. Everyone got it? Fancy lumdus. Oh, yes.
You're breaking in. So why not argue, because the guy's life is in danger? It's like extortion. It's like a chamasna, like you learned from Gitman, where it's give me your money or your life. So the guy gave up his money. So it's he's miayush's money. That's it. There is a real
kinyan
there.
The guy didn't have to be... No yish. For all we know, the guy could have slept through the whole theft. There are people we know in this case. They sleep through everything. They're fortunate to come out alive. They sleep through everything. Heavy sleepers, you know. Air conditioning is going full blast. Mm-hmm. They don't hear anything. The guy comes in, steals all the jewelry from the silver from the brake front and runs out. You don't know when he came in and when he came out. Nothing, you don't know anything. But he's above Machteris. Everyone follow me so far? That's Rav, yes?
If you're Rav, do you think about the value?
No, you're putting it. It's got free. It's got free. It's got peace. It's otherwise got free. Now, but this guy got away with murder. He's not being killed. Rashi called the Chayav Misa so Shogin. He's going to burn in Gehenna. But for as far as right now, he has the best of all worlds. he had a chiyuv misa which was never carried out, and that chiyuv misa was never carried out. Patnas and chiyuv mamon. Amazing, yes. Chiyuv misa goes away. So chiyuv misa means anyone who sees him in the act of theft can kill him on the spot. But once he finishes, he's finished. We're not going to sue automatically. He's going to go start robbing everybody else. Therefore, he said before, everything should be eroded.
Would this the same lundus apply in the other case of a non-bezdenization punishment? Meaning, this is a misa's bezden. This is not a misa's bezden. This is a chiyuv misa outside of bezden. So if there were such a chiyuv on, not let's say, the equivalent of malchus, but not through bezden, if such a thing could exist, or
I don't know, it doesn't exist.
Is this the only case in halacha?
It's the only. Kama wants to know, can there be another case where somebody's going to be chayav misa, but not really chayav misa?
Not necessarily chayav misa, but chayav anything, meaning.
No, it has to be misa. Kalan is only chayav misa, ripshuta. He's misa. The problem is that he's not chayav misa in a normal sense. Chayav misa shogi, what happened? The guy was Mechal Shabbos. Classic case, which we'll get to later on. We're going to have kids, right? Mechal Shabbos. If it's Mechal Shabbos with Eidim and Asra, don't you dare. And if you were warning, you're going to get killed, then he does it anyway. That's classic Kalan of Rabbi. The guy never heard of Shabbos. Or didn't know it's supposed to us to carry. Didn't know. So he did an act, the same act would land him in Misaville. If he knew with Eidim and Asra, now that he doesn't know it's a shogeg, he's not punished at all. He has to be a korban chatas in his base of English, but not punished in a formal bezin way or even a human way, right? He's to be passed and he's still putter from paying. Chayav misa shogeg is putter. Rashi says ksumas lamehei. It's machlokes over there. But when Rashi is correct, that's what he passed. So Rabbi Osai, this is a machlokes between Rav and Rava. Why does Rava argue? Rav's lumbus is so good. We took Rav as the shverish sheet that we explained it so well. Why? What's Rav hold? Let's hold off a little bit because we want to cover a little more ground. Tanan. Baba mach teres v'shiber es achavis yesh lo damim chayav ein lo damim potter. That's our Mishnah. Says the Hilchos Gemara. Tama the shiber. Because he broke it. Tichi ein lo damim potter. Ha natal. Lo. Oh. So mefurish a gemara. A furish a mishnah against Rav. Rashi. Whoa. Did we finish the previous Rashi? Hold on a second. Avlinim mikne lo konim kayyaman en etzlo. Oh, yeah, we didn't see this Rashi. Well, right, I told you the Rashi about Peh. Let's read the Rashi inside. The Ganav can't say, I'll give you back the cash value. That's the puzzle I quoted you before. The Gemara said, Velohi, Rava says. It's not yours. You know less than a shoel. A shoel is chayv an achrayis and responsibility if it breaks. So this guy also. That Rava makes perfect sense. Again, I told you the lumdus and Rav. Why Rav's lumdus about the kinyan ganeva and all that stuff? We'll see soon. Soon doesn't mean today, probably. Okay, we'll see fairly soon. Tanan. Baba mach teres v'shiber es achovis. That's just, we saw a minute ago again. Yesh lo damim chayv, ein lo damim potter. Tama de shiber, dechi ein lo damim potter, not lo. So mefurish a mishnah against Rav. Namas no. Who I didn't feelu notal nami. No. Bahada katani shibir sakavis kamashmalan. Dichieshlo damim. Where there's no but machteris, because the father robbing from the son, and there's no the son can't kill his father. Afal gav the shibir nami chayav. The guy stole it and he broke it. He is chayav. What's his pshita? Maziku. That's obvious, Yechayim. He's a mazik. Hakamash malon. Tafilu shalom bekavona. Even if he breaks shalom bekavona, he still has to pay. Ma! My kamash malon. Adam wore the olam. You are responsible no matter what. Tanina was the Mishnah. Adam wore the olam. Ben bishogu, ben bemezim, ben beyonis, ben beyonis. We know this already. So what's the chiddush? Kash, you're no terrors. Kash. It's obvious, Rashi. Muadliola. I feel a shalva kavana kasha. Kashi masnisin, the teruta aliba the raf. Umikomakom, tuf the lohavi, the lav beheja katonila, notal chayav. The eagle, the shnuya bedocha kidishanin. The mishum resha nokat shiber. Finally, the eagle ben kusha the tufta. It's a kasha, but it's not a tufta. It's a terrace. Rashi says, you know, it's even though it's fairly pshita, but okay, it's not so bad. You know, whenever this happens, we try to get a teretz. The Rishonim, whenever the Gemara ends up with kasha, they try to get a teretz. Rashi doesn't give much of a teretz. He just says, okay, the kasha does not so it's not a fatal question, even though it really is pshita. I want to tell you a chiddush that's not pshita. That's my. I want to be Khalil smart in the Gemara, but we're not going to do that. But we're allowed to give a teretz with the Gemara ends up kasha, the Rishonim, and then poskim try to explain why it's not so difficult. That's what I want to do right now. So Rabosai, in order to understand this, we have to analyze a Gemara. This Gemara is not found in Masechet Sanhedrin, so I cannot show it to you inside in Sanhedrin proper. It's found in two places, in Baba Kama and in Baba Metzia. But if you look on the back, everyone has a Gemara's in the window. If you look on the back, you'll see it quoted. This is on the Mamma Comus, which you haven't seen yet. You're getting a little bit of a head start. I'll read it to you. The easiest place to read it to you is from the. If you have my. Everyone has my edition? The Oz Vahada, almost everyone has my edition? Right? Page Mem Ches. You have the Rif, page Mem Ches. If you have the old one, it's Yud Zayin. I'm an out. But I'm assuming most you have the new one. So in the new one, right? Most have the new one? You see, I have the Baal Amor, and the Book of Yosef, a Ravid, and the Ramban. Mechemas Hashem is the Ramban. So if you look at the Ramban, Mechemas Hashem, in our print, literally the top word of column 2, quote the Gemara. The man, the Gozel, Chavisa, the Chamra, the Vesechas, Babakama, Babetzir. What does that mean? A guy stole a barrel of wine. He's arguing with the Baal Amor. If you have my edition, you can see it in column 1 of the Mora, God of the Baal Amor. It's in parentheses. I'm not sure. The old edition had parentheses? I forgot already. In your edition, Yaakov, are there any parentheses in Baal Amor? You have the good one. Oh, seven is good. No parentheses. Too bad. You can find it easily. It says, Baba Kama, Samachem, and Aleph. You look at Beis Kuf, Baba Kama, Samerat, it's two-thirds down the Mara, go to the first column. B'man, the Gozel, Chavisa, the Chavis, so the barrel of wine. Mechari from his friend. Mei, Kara, Shav, Yezuza. When he stole it, was worth $1. If it broke at that moment in time, how much did he have to pay? $1. One Zuz. What happened? Ulevesov, Shav, Yarabob. The price of wine went up. Instead of worth $1, now it's $4. Tavra Oshasya, you broke the wine, or you drank the wine at that point. Mishalim Arba, you pay four. Why? Explains the Gemara. This explanation is really in Baba Metzia Mem Gimel, not in Baba Kama Samachay in full. Shem the Kavan, the Ilu Isa Hadrabiena. Had the barrel of wine still been around, you'd have to give it back. At what value it's worth? How much is it worth right now? Four. So at that moment when you drank it or broke it, you stole something which is worth four, not one. So you got to pay four. Rabosai, you with me so far? It's chazer again. The Gemara tells us, I'm just showing it to you, you should have to go on the screen, you should see it in your text. The guy stole a barrel of wine, which is worth one, and went up to four. So if it broke by itself, only pay one. That part of the Rabbah didn't quote. But if you break it or drink it, you gotta pay four. At that moment, you're a gazer. Right? With me so far? It's a very serious question. When it comes to Geneva, the Torah tells us, famous pasuk, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish. It was stolen from the house of the person. But if it's not stolen from the house of the person, the obligations of Geneva do not take effect. It's an expression which you may have learned about. It's almost like almost a Yiddishism. No? Hagonev? No? Min? Menaganev, remember that? Ah, he's a goyim menaganev. You ever heard that expression before? Yeah, he's a goyim menaganev. He's stealing from a thief. The Gemara talks about goyim menaganev, not just the Yiddishists. Potter. I know he's Potter. The gunav mi beis ha'ish. It was stolen from the house of the person. This is not stolen from the house of the person. It's stolen from the house of the ganav. Goyim menaganev is put. Tremendous dispute exists, which I can't show you right now. Time does not allow. On the Mara Makomas as we go along. Putter from what? Kefil. He's a man who thinks straight. That's what I would have said. The gunav mi beis ha'ish. Right? He paid kefil. He stole it from a different place. He's put them in that kefil. I think most poskim hold like you. Rambam sounds that way. But the two of the greatest gedolim ever, the Ketzos and the Nesivis, famous gedolim on Choshen Mishpah, they both seem to say that Golim and Agadav is put them, doesn't just mean he's put them from kefil, he's put them from Karen. As well, he need not pay even the principal, not just the double. So he says against himself, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, every case of Tavra Vishasya, it's not the Guna Vibes Ish. What happened? I'm a thief, and I stole a barrel of wine. Now this barrel of wine is now in my house, stolen. Now that I break it or I drink it, it's not the gunami beis ha'ish. As a result, I shouldn't be chayev. I don't even care. You know what the Ketzos answers? You're not going to leave it. You're right. You're not chayev as a ganav. But why are you chayev? Chayev. What's the answer? You're chayev. You have to pay four. You are mazik. You are mazik. A mazik. You broke a barrel or drank up a barrel which is worth four. You must pay four. I repeat, you are a mazik. The problem with that answer is it seems to be against the Gemara. We just read the one in the Balamor. What did it say? Hahi shaita gazlanu. So how can the Ketzos say you're a mazik when you're really a gazlan? The Ketzos is bothered by Akasha. Gondam and Aganas part to be carried a Gondam, but you can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says he is a Goslin. Oh, that's a great cash. So this is a concept which has been attributed to Reb Chaim Brisker, but I believe it's found in Rishonim on our daf. Now, among the Rishonim you'll be learning coming on these dafim, but things you didn't spend that much time on in the first man, Kedushi Aran and the Yad Ramah. Those are very important Rishonim. There are a few copies. You have these, and you have these tomorrow?
Yeah.
So there are a few lying around, but I just want to show you a little bit of the Yad Ramah. I think Yad Ramah we should have here. I hope so. Yad Ramah. We do a brief excerpt. Here we go. Here we go. He has to follow in cash. We'll talk tomorrow here again. Oh my Rovo, hi man, the gozel chavisa the chaimer mechavre, mekora shavi zuzo the besov shavi arbo, tavro shasim mishal arbo, my timer, came in the chiisa of a hadr biena, who shat a who the kogozelo. Okay, so therefore you're chayev, whereas in our sugya, in a certain case, without going into the details, you seem to be potter. Lo tikshilach. Wants to know why they yechayev and gzeila basraisa, umaysh nahochad lo mechayev and gzeila basraisa. What does that mean? If you look at the, again, this bekitzer in our Gemara, and I find base of an alpha, I go into every prat to prat. The Gemara says in the next line, watch. Hako mosi rabbi hagonef kis b'shabas chayev, shein es chayev b'gnei b'konos shiavu leisu shabs. Hoy megar v'yotzi. Megar v'yotze potur shavisa b'kneva v'yisa skila bon ki echad v'hilchasa v'shadanu l'benara. You throw it into the river. Rashi says v'hilchasa v'hodegatani potur kevin v'shadanu l'benara l'lesnu. Why? Asked the Hilchasa Yad Ramah. You throw it into the river is like taking a barrel of wine and breaking it. You take a barrel of wine which you stole and you broke it, you pay the higher price. Over here, where you stole something, at that point in time you may have been put because of Kali B'Rabbi name, but later you throw into the river, should be chayev then. Look what he answers. Hosam ki mechayev agzele basraisa, shum dahu mamonu de mechayev hashta begavei. This money that he's obligated now, the barrel of wine which is worth four, he have a shchiach b'shas gzeila kamaisa. If you had the barrel at the time of the first gzeila, have a mechayev not a big ave. Only thing that changes the price, but the object itself, if you were caught red-handed at the time of the theft, you'd have to pay. Aval hocha hahu midam, this thing. When he threw into the river, it's exactly the same price, same object. At the moment that he stole it, Hilchach sulo mechayev ala begzela basraisa. To iftale alave meikara. He is put at the beginning, and he's put at the beginning, he's put it completely. Watch what he says over here. Inami lo mechayev benavshom meikara lo mechayev elechat ashlumen kule chada aricha havi. Rav Chaim Brisk is famous for coining the phrase Gneva Aricha, Gneva Arichta. Guess what? Who's preceded by many hundreds of years by the Yad Ramah. It's one long Gneva. So it's not a Mazik, it's not a Nuganif, it's one long Gneva. You with me so far? Here's a Chiddush Nifla V'Noirad Mo'od, a concept. I'm out of time, and the Chiddush we have to end on time. We have to go down in Mincha right now. Tomorrow, I'm saying Shir early.